Welcome to The Queue. My name is Nurse Bug. I'm your friendly neighborhood nurse surveyor.
Hey, y'all. It's Amanda. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Santana Wollen. So glad you all could join us.
Today, we're going to be talking about why would you choose to work in a nursing home? And that sounds kind of negative. I want to say, what are the benefits of working in a nursing home? Because there are many. There are many. Jobs available in a nursing home include, you can be an administrator, an RN with many roles, DON, MDS, IP, I mean, the list goes on. An LPN, you could be an ADON. Can LPNs be IPs? I think they can, right?
As long as you're DON student education, it just depends on state by state and depending on what the LPN can do underneath the criteria of their license, and each state's separate. So
There you go. Yeah, and most states require a certain amount of nurses and aides during the day, night, and around the clock. So it's pretty versatile as far as schedule. There are a lot of really great reasons to work in nursing homes, and it means you're stepping into a fulfilling career in which you can provide essential care to the most senior members of your community. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects the healthcare field to grow by 3.3 million jobs by 2028, making working in nursing homes not just rewarding, but also increasingly in demand. It's growing, and I know they're talking about how the baby boomers and all that are hitting the age where they're going into long-term cares and how we don't have enough workers. This right here should give you every reason of why you should go into it. My daughter is graduating high school, and she said, Mom, I think it would be fun to work in a nursing home and start out as a CNA, you know, and then make my way up to nursing, because she ultimately wants to be a surgeon, but I think it's a wonderful career. I started out that way.
I did too. I was going to say, I started out as a CNA, and I started that in high school and worked my way up to DON. I feel like it's, if you want to be in management, I think one of the biggest strong points for me was, is that I had worked all the positions that I was over. So I had empathy for those positions and understood the workloads associated with them.
Yep, exactly. So what it takes, compassion, patience to care for residents that are not able to take care of themselves. You want to communicate well, you know, because residents with memory and mental health challenges, you're going to have to figure out how to communicate with them, whether it be words or, you know, whatever it is, individualized to them. You're going to be looking after usually a large number of residents at the same time. So you got to be organized. Working in a nursing home means providing health care to those that need it and providing those seniors with a safe, clean, healthy environment where they can receive all the care that they need, access proper nutrition, and experience the social benefits of being around their peers too. A nursing home can be a huge family if you make it that way. Nursing homes that have the satisfaction of providing care and attention and knowing that they're making a difference in the lives of all their residents. So basic medical skills that you'll need: following treatment plans, providing meds, taking vital signs, dressing wounds, and drawing blood are just a few of them. Nurses working in LTC should be CPR certified along with the CNAs, including AED training, you know, as applicable if your building has. Some more benefits that I found of working in nursing homes or LTC facilities: as the number of seniors grows, the need for staff to care for them grows. So many states are increasing the number of nurses and NAs as needed. And we know that CMS has put in place this minimum staffing. So we know that that's becoming more of a priority. And it adds up to plenty of career opportunities, many of which offer the chance to start immediately and offer job security, I mean, which is what we want.
There's been a lot of conversation about that, especially with them pushing the final rule for staffing mandate. But just so everybody can remember is that we already do have a staffing mandate in place. You have to have 2.0 direct nursing home workers per day. That is the staffing minimum right now as far as the federal standard goes. Now, it will fluctuate by state to state, and you will use that, but no state is below the 2.0 of direct workers.
Hopefully that'll get to be even a better rounder number.
The regulation is still federal for at least 8 hours of RN coverage per day. That doesn't change either.
Yeah, 7 days a week, not just the five.
7 days a week.
Okay. Another part of it that they talked about was offering hope. So you're going to provide residents with an emotional support because their closest family or friends may not be available. They may live far away. They have a busy, busy life. They may travel a lot. You're the person for that resident or for those residents. Most residents, I don't want to say all, because, you know, a lot of them live many, many years once entering the LTC facilities, but a lot of them are nearing the end of their life and they just want to talk to somebody and love somebody and be around you. So you can be that. And you want to be building relationships and, of course, making them smile daily. Nursing home jobs also let you work in a community emphasizing teamwork and close relationships. That's not just with the residents, but with your staff, making everyone kind of a family. It helps develop team skills and make new friends that could last the rest of your life or the residents' lives, which, I mean, that matters, you know, having somebody consistent on a daily basis.
I agree with that. You know, in long-term care, really given the opportunity to truly get to know them and develop that special relationship with them, because you do have that more consistent patient population. I think many patients that you work with are even looking forward to their interactions with the staff. That's a highlight of their day. And in a nursing home, you're in that unique position to advocate for them. You know, you're the one that's ensuring your residents' needs are effectively being communicated and that they're satisfied. And often they have no one else to advocate for them on their behalf. But being able to work in that environment with them, you get to enjoy a personal relationship and really have that bonding experience with them.
I don't know how many individual residents I've talked to that have said, you know, my favorite person isn't here today. They're off, you know, they're on vacation or whatever it might be. They do have favorites. They do. And that matters. Talking about flexible schedules. So there's a variety of schedules that you can work and whatever position it might be. And they're more flexible schedules than other settings. So you can choose days, nights, full-time, part-time, PRN. It gives you more time to spend with your family, go to classes, maybe have another job. I don't know about y'all, but as a nurse, I've never had just one job. I've had up to three. It gives you the ability. More variety, caring for your entire community, knowing all the people in your community. It's one of those things you realize as you're growing up that everyone around you is getting older. And then you see them in the nursing home where you work and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you were my kindergarten teacher, whatever it might be. Like, it just brings you together. You're going to work with lots of different residents in many different types of ways. And you'll have to learn how to, you know, keep a close watch on residents with cognitive issues, provide emergency care to those with chronic and acute conditions, and much more. A lot of great skills. And that was the next point that they brought up, that you gain great skills and experience from being in a nursing home, because there's so many different avenues. And starting at the CNA, you get to see every single one. It helps develop important skills and make well-rounded staff, skills that can help them land other jobs in the future. And because nursing home jobs are in high demand, it's a good starting point for NAs and nurses who eventually want to move up in their healthcare career to whatever they might be. I mean, I went from the CNA, and I didn't do like Amanda where I moved up that chain. I did CNA for a little while, and then I realized after meeting a few residents and loving on them and them passing away that the setting wasn't for me in the long term. It was more like, I want to come love on them, and then, you know, I want to go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
it's okay.
Amanda, you and I have made it to this place together as a team, even taking different paths.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. You've advocated, you know, you wanted to love on them and you wanted to advocate for them. So that's why you chose to be a surveyor. You were there to help advocate for that resident, just as I was, but on two different levels. I think you made a really good point about skill set there. Having worked in other healthcare settings, one thing I think is so special about long-term care is because you have that consistency in your patient population, I think those nurses and those CNAs have a better skill set at managing chronic conditions, because they are directly involved. And not only are they executing that care plan, they are involved in their care plan, and they're able to give input on the clinical decisions that are being made, use their critical thinking in that treatment plan. So you get to see the effects of medication compliance, of their diet, their routines. You get to see how that is playing out with their chronic conditions and their overall medical well-being. Whereas you don't see that, let's say, in a hospital setting. If you have a 3-day hospitalization period, you're not going to see the effects of how all of those different things are playing into their overall well-being. But from the nursing home side, not only from their medical health, we get to encourage them to attend activities and therapy and recreational activity. So it plays a significant role in their mental health as well. And you see that impact on how you being directly involved in their care and treatment is impacting that resident, you know, going forward. Whereas, you know, in other settings, you're routinely working with so many different other departments and specialists that are involved in that care. So you don't get that one-on-one involvement in their care and being able to utilize your skill set in managing their care.
And working around residents in later stages of life, they teach valuable lessons about the aging process, the mindset, and what it means to age. And I think you're right, Santana. I don't know about you guys, but I've seen new nurses in their settings, and they're not as astute to acute changes in their residents. They're new, they're just learning this. But the ones that you've seen that have a long history in, you know, nursing home care or those settings where they have to watch somebody for maybe years, maybe multiple years, you can catch on to acute changes in your residents and pick those up faster because you've cared for them so long.
Exactly, yes.
It makes a better nurse. It makes a better CNA. It makes a better any role you're in, I think.
With 50 years of experience and experts across all areas of nursing home care, QSource genuinely understands the needs of your facility. We've always been there alongside you, and we've walked in your shoes. No matter the situation, QSource is prepared to tackle your challenges, solve your issues, and answer your questions. Let QSource encourage, educate, and empower you. Contact us at any time at qsource.org. We will always be here to help. And now back to the podcast.
One of the last things they said was when asked, they had a survey in this article, when asked, why do you want to work in a nursing home? Many of the respondents said that they find their careers fulfilling and for many different reasons, from being able to help those in need, learning from the wisdom of seniors in their care. Working in nursing homes has many benefits. It was also noted that it's a great opportunity for CNAs, which we've said before, to start their career. And most licensed nurses started out as an aide and then built their way up, like Amanda did. And they stay in the LTC because of the love for the elderly population. It is a love. It is a labor of love. But they're so sweet.
Yes.
I just love them. Even the sassy ones.
Those are my favorite. The ones that are the sassiest are my favorite. I was going to say, one of the things that I love about my career in long-term care is started off there. I went to the emergency room and worked at a level one trauma center, and I was really good at my skills. And then I transferred back into long-term care full-time. You know, when my daughter was born, when the post-acute care network was there to blow up. So I was like, oh, you know, coming from the ER background, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Calm down. Let's fix this. You know, and I love the part of like, if you think about it, it's really kind of geared to like a home treatment plan, right? I love that. I love to get to know our veterans. That was always great. That generation is so, they're prideful. They served our country. They're just heroes. And to watch their mannerisms and how they carry themselves. And when we truly say thank you for your service, like I don't miss that opportunity. I wholeheartedly mean it because I got to share so many stories with some of these great leaders of our nation, you know, these heroes, and I carry that on and I try to instill that into the next generation of nurses. I think it's very rewarding.
Yeah, I think our main advice is the goal should be to mentor, encourage, and
absolutely
lead CNAs or nurses, however they come to you through their career in LTC, always try to keep them. But let them build. You know, if they want to grow, let them grow.
Let them grow. Yes, I think so, too. I had someone tell me, like, well, you have to do everything you can to keep someone here. You know, and at some point in time during my leadership, my transition, you know, somebody wanted to turn in their notice. Like, I wanted them to stay, but I always wanted them to go. I wanted them to set their wings aside and grow from it. Mm-hmm. They'll come back home when they're ready. But you always leave that open for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, knowing that nursing home staff are unique, caring individuals, And the setting in and of itself is challenging, but it's so rewarding. That's the one thing that we want to keep letting them know. So rewarding. And QSource wants to help ensure that you hire amazing staff and that they get the follow-up training education to ensure that they can grow and change with the ebbs and flows of the healthcare sector. Because change, as we know, is the only constant. And we want to help you increase the recruitment and retention of your LTC staff and of quality LTC staff. Not somebody just there to fill a position, but someone there who loves what they're doing and takes the daily aspects of care to heart. That's what's going to matter for your residents. And that's what we want to do. We want to help with that. So the teaser for next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Nurse Week activities. Nurses Week is going to be coming up, and we want to talk about maybe a few different things that you can do to keep your staff engaged and excited about being a nurse or a nurse's aide or whatever it might be, but specifically Nurse Week activities. So thanks for joining the Q's Weekly Podcast for all your nursing home needs and topics. And until next time, have a great week, everyone. Say bye.
Thank you all. Thanks for listening to the Q.
Thank you for listening to this QSource podcast. If you ever find yourself needing QSource to assist your facility, please reach out to us at qsource.org so our long-term care experts can help you through the process. If you want to hear more podcasts like this, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your favorite audio. Just search for QSource and you will find us. Thank you and have an amazing day.